Well, May was not a banner month for peanut units in the U.S. USDA reports that all categories posted a decline. Peanut butter lost over 10%, and for the 10-month period is down nationwide 1.9%. The good news is that peanut usage remains up 1.7% for the year, with two months to count. USDA has estimated an annual increase of domestic consumption in the market of 2.1%. With a surplus of peanuts right now, prices for raw material should remain lower than other nuts, and peanut butter less expensive than if we had a crop shortage. Some candies are already offering one-third more peanuts in their bars. If weather cooperates, a 23% increase in farm peanut acres should mean plenty of peanuts available next year. USDA reminds farmers that they need to report their acreage by July the 15th. FSA, the Farm Service Agency, said the deadline for spring seeded crops is the 15th of July. Planted acres must be reported according to the Agricultural Act of 2014, which requires producers on a farm to submit annual acreage reports on all cropland. Fred Harrison, the FSA director in Georgia, said although some federal farm program enrollments have not yet started, timely acreage reports for all crops and land uses, including prevented and failed acreage, must be submitted to the local FSA office. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.